You've been listening to Amy Ray live in the KXCI studios here on the home stretch. I'm your host, Hannah. Thanks so much for listening. Amy Ray in town this evening playing over at 191 Tool at 8 p.m. There is no opener, so make sure you keep that in mind as you plan your evening. I think we're going to have time for one more song from them in just a moment. But Amy, I do have to ask you one more question before we get into that song. And you'll have to forgive me, but our listeners are also huge movie fans.
Oh, okay.
So you had quite the music sync experience last year when the Indigo Girls song Closer to Fine, a song from 1989, showed up in one of the biggest films of the year, Barbie. So I'm dying to know how that happened and how that process was for you to show up in such a pink and sunny blonde movie.
Man, it was, honestly, it was like one of those lucky things that happens.
Yeah.
You know, we got a call and they were like, we want to use Closer to Fine in the trailer for Barbie. And then, and when they told us that Greta Gerwig directed it, we were like, absolutely.
You're like, phew, it'll be subversive.
Exactly. That's exactly what we thought. That's exactly what we thought. Because, you know, at first when you know what I mean.
But, yeah.
like my kid was like, I was asking her about the movie and she was like, well, the ad says if you don't like Barbie, you'll love this movie. So I definitely want to see it. I was like, you know, she's 10, she's feeling her oats. So, but yeah, it was just one of, they said the trailer and then they said it might show up in the movie. They didn't know for sure. And then when we didn't know even when it was going to be in the movie, when we went to see it, we were like, well, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good spot in the movie.
Yeah.
So,
and then
luck.
I feel like at least a couple, is it in the movie three times?
Yes.
Something like, yeah, that's
yes.
Amazing.
It's weird. this stuff just doesn't happen. Like you can't try to make this
right.
kind of stuff happen.
Well, but it's also, aside from, I'm sure that that's, a good fiscal situation. I won't pry at that, but the way that song is utilized in the movie, someone's kind of having a bit of a spiritual existential crisis and sense of identity. It actually makes perfect sense once you think about it a little bit more. Isn't that kind of a little bit where that song came from way back in the proverbial day?
Yeah. I mean, Emily wrote it, so all credit to her because she's always kind of got her finger on the pulse. She's like she's the hit writer, you know? and that song has, it's always been relevant for coming of age and realizing, about the world, what your place in the world and, your boundaries and the things that you still need to know and the people that are full of it, who you don't need to talk, And she wrote a ringer. We were so young. I remember sitting outside this punk rock bar called the White Dot that we were playing at, because we played at punk rock clubs too. And she played it for me, and I was like, awesome. But we had no, it was like.
Awesome, someday they'll be in a Barbie movie.
It's been, that song's carried us.
Yeah.
Like our whole career.
Yeah.
It just keeps reappearing. But this was the ultimate reappearance.
I think you've done plenty of other amazing things in between. but I see your point.
Well, now it's like, and you see young, we had more press about that than we've had in 20 years, and then about that. Literally, it was like crazy. I was like, wow, this is weird,
Wow.
And then kids started coming just to hear that one song to the show, and it's the last song, so they had to sit through the whole concert.
Yeah, you're like, kids, get ready.
Sorry, y'all, put on your seatbelts because it's going to be a long night.
I'm sure always worth the wait. I'm talking to Amy Ray. She is in town this evening, along with her amazing band, playing over at 191 Tool this evening. It is a 21 and over show. Doors at 7, show at 8. We have time for one more, if you've got time for one more.
Yeah, man. We're going to do a little gospel tune. All right.